Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art all places and fillest all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Within me. I remember the days of old I meditated. meditate on all thy dealings. Yea, I meditate on all the works of thy hands. I spread forth my hands to thee. My soul thirsts for thee as a dry land. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit is still. Turn not thy face from me, else I shall be like them that go down to the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for I have hope in thee. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord, for I have fled to thee for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall guide me in the straight way. Thou shalt quicken me, O Lord. For thy name's sake and thy righteousness shall thou bring my soul out of affliction. And in thy mercy thou wilt destroy my enemies, and will destroy all those that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant.
Yes, I will not fall.
Consola, vadita, tu ilha. Thou fragrant incense and most precious
myrrh. O living and copious fountain of Theotokos, do thou strengthen those who hymn thy praises and are joined together in a spiritual company for thy service. And in thy divine glory, make them worthy of crowns of glory.
Here to Alpha and Woods to Howard.
Our children prefigured this most clearly when they stood in the midst of the flame and were unburned. Wherefore we praise thee unto all ages.
Yeah.
Friday of the Great Fast, we do the second Stasis for ECOS 7. Gloriously the angels hymn the incarnate presence of Christ, and the shepherds heard, and running as to a shepherd, they beheld him as an unspotted lamb, being nurtured at Mary's breast, and heard they hymned and said, Hail, Mother of the Lamb and of the Shepherd, Hail, fold of reason and doubt sheep, Hail, bulwark against foes invisible, Hail, opener of the gates of paradise, Hail, for that all the heavens and earth rejoice, Hail, for all the earth does dance his joy together with the heavens. Hail, never silent voice of the apostles. Hail, invincible courage of those who strive. Hail, thou firm foundation of the faith. Hail, thou shining token of grace. Hail, thou through whom Hades was laid bare. Hail, thou through whom we are clothed with glory. Hail, O bride, without bridegroom. Godward pointing star, and they followed its rays. Using it as a beacon, they sought the mighty king, and as they approached the unapproachable, they rejoiced and cried out unto him, Alleluia. Sons of the Chaldees saw him whose hand had made man, and knowing him as master, even though he had taken on himself the form of a servant, they hastened with their gifts to worship and cried out to her who is blessed. Hail, Mother of the unsetting star. Hail, dawn of the mystic day. Hail, thou who quenches the fiery furnace of error. Hail, thou who enlightens the initiates of the Trinity. Hail, thou who cast out the inhuman tyrant of old. Hail, thou who shows forth Christ the Lord who loves mankind. Hail, thou who redeemest from barbarous superstitions. Hail, thou who rescues us from works unclean. Hail, thou who causes the worship of fire to cease. Hail, thou who allays the flame of suffering. Hail, guide of the wisdom of the faithful. Hail, joy of all generations. Ifrahi Arusa, La Ruzalah. king's messengers did the Magi become when they returned to Babylon. They fulfilled thy bidding and preached thee to all as the Christ. And they left Herod as a trifler who knew not how to sing. Alleluia. The lamp of truth, thou didst cast out the darkness of untruth. For their idols, O Savior, could not bear thy strength and fell down. And those of them who were set free cried out to the Theotokos. Hail, thou uplifter of mankind. Hail, thou downfall of demons. Hail, thou who tramples upon the wanderings of error. Hail, thou who refutes the frauds of idols. Hail, thou sea which drowned the mystic Pharaoh. Hail, rock which refreshed those athirst for life. Hail, fiery pillar guiding those in darkness. Hail, shelter of the world broader than a cloud. Hail, thou sustenance in place of manna. Hail, minister of holy joy. Hail, thou land of promise. Hail, thou from whom flow honey and milk. Hail, O bride, without bridegroom. Hail, O bride. From this deceitful world was Simeon when thou wast presented to him as a newborn babe, but thou wast discerned by him as perfect God. Wherefore, overcome by thine ineffable wisdom, he cried out, Alleluia. Alleluia.
قدوسنا القوي قدوسنا الذي لا يموت ارحمنا قدوسنا الله قدوسنا القوي قدوسنا الذي لا يموت ارحمنا المجد للاب وللروح القدس الان وكل اوان والى دهر الدائرين امين ايها الثالوث القدوس ارحمنا يا رب اغفر خطايانا يا سيد تجاوز عن سيئاتنا يا قدوس اطلع واشفي امراضنا من اجل اسمك يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم المجد للاب والابن والروح القدس الان وكل اوان والى دهر الدائرين امين ابانا الذي في السماوات ليتقدس اسمك لياتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الجوهري أعطنا اليوم واترك لنا ما علينا كما نترك نحن لمن لنا عليه ولا تدخلنا في التجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Thus be served by church in perfect peace by the prayers to the pure Theotokos. O most merciful one, may mercy and 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 mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Defending me from the assaults of adversaries and leading me to salvation. and in the hour of my death, care for my miserable soul, and drive far from it the dark visions of evil spirits. And in the awful day of judgment, deliver me from eternal punishment, and present me as an inheritor of the ineffable glory of thy Son, our God. May this be my guide, O Sovereign Lady, most holy Theotokos, through thy mediation and help, through the grace and love toward man of thine only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom are due all glory, honor, and worship, with his eternal Father, and his all holy and good and life creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. وأعطنا أيها السيد إذ نحن منطلقين إلى النوم راحة النفس والجسد واحفظنا من رقاد الخطيئة المدلهمة ومن اشتداد شهوات الظلام الليلية سكن وثبات الأبواب اطفئ سهام الشرير المحكمات الثائر علينا الوش هدئ اضطراب أجسادنا وارقد كل معقولنا الأرضي الهواني وامنحنا يا الله عقلا ساهرا وفكرا طاهرا وقلبا مستيقظا ونوما خفيفا معتقا من كل تخيل شيطاني وهبنا في وقت الصلاة ثابتين في وصاياك ومالكين على الدوام في ذواتنا ذكر وأحكامك وهب لنا أقوالك تماجيلك طول الليل لنسبح ونبارك ونمجد اسمك الكلية الكريمة والعظيم الجلال أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل وان وإلى دهر الداهرين
آمين. O most glorious, ever virgin, blessed Theotokos, present our prayer to thy Son, our God, and intercede with him that through thee he may save our souls.
الآب رجاء والابن ملجا والروح القدس مطابق أي الثالوث القدوس المجد لك.
In thee, O Mother of God, I place all my hope. Keep me under thy protection.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy-bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
Forgive me, my brethren, for the sake of Christ.
May God forgive you, Holy Father.
Let us pray for the peace of the world.
Lord, have mercy.
And for pious and Orthodox Christians.
God,
and all the civil authorities of this land.
Lord, have mercy.
And for all the welfare of all our armed forces.
God,
and for our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and all our brotherhood in Christ, and for our fathers and brethren absent from among us, and for those who hate us and those who love us, and for those who are kind to us and minister unto us, and for those who have requested our prayers, unworthy though we be, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Priest Robert, Sahar, Asma, Wadia, Nahila, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Avery, Miriam, Elias, Phyllis, Shauna, Donald, Joanne, Daisy, Ahmad, Nawal, Nimmer, Nicola, George, Ida, Deborah, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, Habib, William, Lois, Vicky, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, and Karen. All first responders and medical personnel, those who have the coronavirus in their families, those suffering throughout the whole world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, OCF, and preschool ministry.
Lord, have mercy.
and for the deliverance of captives, and for travelers by land and sea and air, and for those who lie in sickness. And let us pray also for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for the soul of every Orthodox Christian. Let us bless God-fearing rulers, and all Orthodox bishops, and the founders of this holy church, and for our parents and teachers and all of our fathers and brethren gone before us, especially the newly departed servants, Wadi, Maha, Haifa, Amal, Romero, Hussam, and James, the Orthodox who here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord. And let us also say for ourselves. Please sit just for a moment. Many people are troubled at this particular time because of the coronavirus. It seems like day to day to day to day, there's new things that are coming out, whether it's from our governor here in Michigan, or whether it's from the president in Washington, D.C. Either way, the virus isn't going to stop tomorrow, and it's going to continue to spread. Consequently, if you haven't seen my email yet, it was sent late this afternoon, pretty much right before the service. What's that? We did. Good. If you haven't seen it, there's going to be in the bulletin on Sunday a 3-page letter from Metropolitan Joseph. And besides that, there's different things here at St. George that we'll be doing. Many of those things, I talked to Fadi Rishmawi about, our parish council chairman, and Janet Abuwaita, our church school director, and Manella Abuwaita, besides being the president of Our Lady's Auxiliary, also takes care of coffee hour. I want to read it to you because if you haven't seen it, you need to see it before you leave tonight, and how we're going to approach the icon, how you're going to get a blessing from me, and how things will be. This is all temporary. We're not changing the Orthodox faith. We're not changing anything. But for these temporary measures, just to help to control or stop, at least in our parish, the spread of the disease. Of course, all of us every day are not just at home. We're at work, we're at school, we're at the store, wherever we have to be. And we have to do those things. But here in the church, we want to be as careful and as prudent as possible. I think, it'll take its toll on our parish in terms of the number of people that are here. Besides being regularly sick, they shouldn't be going out of the house when they're even just regularly sick with a cold or a flu. But let alone if it might be this particular virus. So I'd like to read to you what I sent out in my email. As things change, things might be adjusted even after that. But this is what I sent out. As of now, all divine services are going to be taking place as normal. So all the Lenten services and the weekend services. However, after discussions with the individuals I mentioned, we are immediately canceling church school classes, our coffee fellowship after liturgy on Sundays, and including the falafel lunch that was scheduled for March 22nd, our Lenten potlucks after the services, normally on Wednesdays after the pre-sanctified, and any other non-essential activities or events. So really, basically, we don't want to do anything except for the services at this time. Things are changing day to day, and we are committed to the health and safety of everyone, especially the elderly, the older individuals in our parish, and those with certain health conditions. And the link for the CDC, that's the National Center of Disease Control, has different items there that we should be aware of. Some of those are going to be listing below. Some of them not below. Some of them I'm going to read. We would do our best to clean and disinfect our parish complex, the whole facility. Please take note of the following temporary items. For those who are feeling ill, are elderly, have diabetes or lung issues, or compromised immune systems, you should please stay home. For venerating icons, and the ones up there when you first came in, or the gospel book, like at Matins, for those who are at Matins when we kiss the gospel book, just bow and cross yourself.
Don't kiss?
That's good, but now you're listening.
What?
Don't kiss.
I just kiss awesome.
Then stop kissing. Kiss your husband. If he lets you, kiss your husband. Do not touch the item with your lips or your hands. I know a lot of people will touch the icon and just cross themselves. We don't want to do that either. And you're going to see some of these were in Metropolitan Joseph's letter, which is in the bulletin. If you got the email, you can see it, or you wait on Sunday. At the Kiss of Peace, during the Divine Liturgy, when we normally greet each other, Christ is in our midst, he is and ever shall be, you don't want to shake hands, you don't want to kiss anybody, you kiss your husband. And then just bow to each other. Cross your arms and just bow to each other. The distribution, the giving of Holy Communion, will not change. We believe that the Eucharist is not simply a symbol, but is indeed the very body and blood of Christ himself, which is received by the faithful for the healing of soul and body. However, there's some of our parishioners that like to kiss the chalice, or even my hand. Again, we're going to refrain from doing that. For receiving the holy bread, the anteteron, the blessed bread after Holy Communion at the dismissal, the Archdiocese has directed us to implement the more ancient practice. That is, instead of everyone reaching into the bowl and taking out however much they want to grab the holy bread, instead of that, they'll cup their hands together, and then I will put it in your hand without you kissing my hand. Or during communion, after communion, the altar servers, George and whoever's holding the holy bread, will just put it in your hand. The priests and altar servers will have washed their hands thoroughly, so please do not touch or kiss their hands. While it is traditional to kiss the priest's hand when receiving a blessing, for the time being, temporarily, you may just cross yourself and will bow to each other. Please leave directly after the services. Now, I know this is going to be a hard thing to do, but we must refrain from hugging each other, kissing each other, or touching one another. This is why all these rules are in place, to help slow down, if not stop, the spread of the virus. We don't want to congregate after the service in the lounge or in the hall, or I would say not even in the parking lot. You want to leave, and if you want to go to restaurants with somebody, Deacon Michael's talking about meeting people at Tim Hortons, you're more than welcome to do that. But here at St. George, we're really trying to refrain as much as possible. The last thing. We remind all of our parishioners to be good neighbors in the sense of the parable of the Good Samaritan, to their neighbors, to check on the people on the blocks where they live, or family members you know, or whatever, to keep on checking on them. 98% of us, and this comes from the National Disease Control Center, 98% of us with healthy immune systems might not even get serious symptoms if we're exposed to the virus. But we must always be mindful to put others first, the other 2%, the weaker of our brothers and sisters. Please take common sense precautionary measures, such as washing your hands with soap and hot water often, covering coughs inside your elbow, not on your hand, but in your elbow. If you don't have something that you can throw away, like a Kleenex, and again, remain at home if you do not feel well. I know it's a long list, but basically the point is, don't touch anything, don't touch anyone, and that's how we stop the spread of the virus. I can only do at our parish what we can do. I can't control anywhere else. I can't go to Sam's and say, hey, don't touch that stuff. Or wash your hands before you start moving those packages. I can't do that. We can do that here. Deacon Michael and the staff of our preschool has been on top of this all week. They're closing down on Monday to have a deep cleaning of our church school wing, all the items in the church school wing, because, again, we want to try to minimize as possible anyone that might have the virus to spread it to somebody else. These are temporary measures. God willing, the virus will pass soon, and it won't be an issue. But odds are it's going to get a lot worse, especially in our state, before it gets better. There were 2 people at one point, it went to 3 people the next day, and now, last I heard, there was 12 or 15 or something. 60. There you go. The number's going to keep on going up. We want to do our part as good Christians. So when we come up to venerate the icon, you won't kiss it. You'll just bow down to the icon, and then you can bow to me. God bless you.